Yes, it's nice to be involved at this stage of the competition, and it's nice to get through from our own section here in Donegal because, you know, as you're aware, that there's only six teams in the league and we're playing one another three times, and, you know, it's nice to get away and play different opposition. And the big thing about today's or tomorrow's game will be that, you know, not alone if you won tomorrow, that you go through to the last 16 of the Intermediate Cup, but you get into the first round of the FAI Cup, so there's a lot at stake.
There certainly is. Before we look at that, just briefly going back to the last game, you had a big one over Cock Hill to progress through to the next stage of the competition, and when you do that against a side which has won so many Ulster Senior League titles in recent years and had some big days on the cup front as well, you get a big boost from that, Eamon.
Oh yeah, we get a massive boost, especially when you beat a team like Cock Hill down in Cock Hill. Now, it was a cracking game. It could have went either way. That was an excellent game, and we played well, and we got the result to put us through. And again, that's probably given the boys great confidence to know that, you know, you can go away and get a result. And, you know, I don't see this team, Dunboyne, being any better than Cock Hill or indeed Derry City or some of the teams in the league. So, like, it's all to play for.
It certainly is. How's the preparations been over the last 7 days for you going into this one?
Yeah, the preparations have been very good. Our training sessions are going very well. Like, we don't have too many injuries this time. Hopefully, Johnny Minnick was coming back from his injury. Tristan Ferris has a slight injury, but hopefully he'll be fit. David Shovlin, who has a long-term injury, I don't think he'll be fit for this game. But, you know, it's nice to know that we're going to be going through with the full panel and that everybody had trained during the week. So there's a lot of confidence there as well.
Yep. Is there many of the guys in your team that have played at this stage in the FAI Intermediate Cup before, Eamon?
I don't think there is. Possibly Darren McIlwain, maybe Terence Shields may have played at this stage of the competition before. Possibly Johnny Boner, maybe with Buncrana at one time. But the rest now, it'll be all new to them. But they all know what's at stake. They all know about the Intermediate Cup. It's the next biggest cup in Ireland, apart from the FAI Cup. So, it's a big game. There's a lot to play for. And I know all the fellas are looking forward to the game.
Dunboyne, the opposition, their second tier in the Leinster Senior League, you felt that team wouldn't be as good as Cock Hill, but when you have to go away from home, it can still be a very tricky assignment, Eamon.
Yes, that's the one. You're going away and you know that you're going to have to be very careful at the back and defensively, and also that you're going to have a certain attack-minded going away as well, and trying to balance the two. And we know they're a good side. That looking down the teams in that league, there's some very, very good teams in that league, even though it's the second tier, they're top of it. And, Leinster football is always good football in Dublin, and, you know, there's plenty of teams, and they're strong teams, and, you know, they have a lot of teams in their league, so, you know, they have a lot of things going for them. But in saying that, you know, I feel that we have a good team this year. The spirit is very good, and a lot of people are looking forward to this game.
You mentioned at the very start that there's a big prize at stake here, a first round tie in the FAI Senior Cup, and when you're an intermediate side, that's always a target at the start of the year, if you can get to there and perform on the big stage. And is that something that the guys are buzzing off and know what's at stake here?
Yeah, that's what the guys are really looking forward to, getting into the next round, especially of the intermediate, because we know we can go on and do well in that competition. But to get into the first round, I know you have to play an intermediate side, but it's a cup match. And then if you progress from there, you you could have the likes of Finn Harps, Derry City, Sligo Rovers at home. You could be lucky enough to get a big draw like that there. The boys are very much aware that everybody wants to be involved and wants to play in that type of a game. So there's a massive incentive there for the players.
And just finally, it's been a while since you've had a good run in the FAI Intermediate Cup. It's, 11 or 12 years since you progressed through to the semi-final. So it's been a while since Letterkenny experienced something like that, Eamon. And this would be massive for the club if the club could get some sort of run going once again.
Yes, exactly. A result on Sunday and really opens up your season. All of a sudden, you'll have boys, you know, that will be iffy about coming to training. They'll want to be at training because they know there's going to be a competition for places. They're going to be looking forward to big matches. It really opens up your season and makes your season. Always when you qualify for the next round of the intermediate and the FAI, there's always a buzz in the club every way. And, you know, it really, really would make our season, as I'm sure the likes of Bonagian, and we'll be much aware of that too. So, you know, it's such an important game.
Yeah, and is it benefiting, Eamon, now that you are playing Wunter football, that you're going into these matches maybe sharper?
Well, I would say you'd have to say, yeah, we're going into these matches sharper. But, you know, the thing about it is that you also have to be very much aware that the playing conditions aren't as good as they would be, you know, if it was if you were playing in the summer. But, I mean, the intermediate is a winter, intermediate cup is played in the winter, and now we're playing in the winter. So it does give us that little bit of extra advantage, the fact that we are playing in the winter. So it will leave us sharper. You know, we have more games. The league is in progress. But, you know, you still have to have a team that's going to be able to compete and going to be able to go up there and get a result.
Listen, Eamon, thanks for taking the call today, and the best of luck in Meath on Sunday and the latest round of the Cup.
Thanks very much.